Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 10 and verse 13. We're looking at the fig tree, the cursing of the fig tree by the Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, it's coupled with his entrance into Jerusalem, the cleansing of the temple, and then the cross and so on. What do we have in this discourse? Mark chapter 10, verse 13. Not the time. Not the season. Not the time. Let me read the verse. He reached this fig tree. He went to this fig tree to see if it had any fruit. When he reached it, Christ found nothing but leaves. And then we have this. Because it was not the season for figs. It was not the time for figs. Now, what can we make of this? Here is Christ coming to this fig tree, looking for fruit, and it's out of season. Now, if it's a lesson in horticulture or orchard keeping, well, we could make something of that in practical terms of looking for fruit at the wrong time of the year and so on. But there's a spiritual lesson here, and it's not just a spiritual lesson. This is the point of this. Christ is not just cursing the fig tree for the fun of it. Isaiah 5 speaks about God forming Israel as a vineyard, building it around, protecting it, and it doesn't produce the grapes. God has a vine which has got grapes. No grapes. God produces, God has a fig tree and has no figs. It's not the time for figs. What's the point? It's not the season for Israel, not the time for Israel to produce spiritual fruit. What's the lesson here? We're being told what Judaism is like at this time. What is it, the spiritual zenith for Israel? Is Jewry alive with spirituality, great preaching, spiritual living, the temple in great and glorious order? Is it like that? Not at all. Look at the history of Israel. Israel became a nation at the Exodus. God delivered his people from Egypt, took them from being a family, and made them into a great nation. It started badly at Sinai with their idolatry, and it went downhill from there. Read the book of Judges. Read Joshua's last sermon. Read the history of the Israel people. Read the prophets. I know we get glorious chapters like Isaiah 53 and such like. But what's the main burden of the prophets? Is Israel's defection from the covenant. It's the fruitlessness. It's the paganism. It's the idolatry in Israel. And that's what led to Babylon and Assyria, the captivity. Then there's 400 years of silence without a prophet. Look at the smallness of the temple now. Look at the lack of kingship. Look at the Roman occupation. Look at Judaism, what we know in the Gospels. What we know of it is crusted over with tradition and dead religion. Look at the temple. Well, we're going to look at it more. Look at verse 15. Buying and selling, a den of robbers, a den of thieves. Look at the leaders. Look at verse 18 and see what the leaders are like. Looking for a way to kill the Messiah, and so on. What does Matthew 23, verse 37 teach us? Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I would have gathered you. Your house has left you desolate. Why? Because you were not willing. Look at John the Baptist. What treatment did he receive? It's not the season for fruit. There's plenty of activity, plenty of leaves on this victory, but no fruit. There's plenty going on in Jerusalem, plenty going on in Judaism, but there's no spiritual fruit. Now that's the history of it. But it's in God's word. What's the lesson to us, my friend? Look at today. Look at the question. Are we in the evangelical world full of activity or full of spiritual fruit? We are having a statement here, not the time, but I'm making it now into a question. Is it for us not the season for fruit? There's plenty of noise. There's plenty of colour. There's plenty of chat going on. There's plenty of activity in the churches. If I look outside the ecclesia, the world is full of it. Look at television, colour, noise, chat all the time. Inside the ecclesia, what do you see? Is it noise, colour, chat? We have to face these questions, my friend. Let me go back to history. We're looking at AD 33 here, roughly speaking. Go on a few years to AD 70. What happened? The fall of Jerusalem. Your house is left to you desolate. I'm speaking this in 2021. The question I'm putting to you, what will it be in 2050? What will it be? Is this the season for fruit? Or is it the season for leaves, activity? Is it not the time for fruit? Is it the time for something else? May God speak to us in these things. We have to face these questions. I have faced them. I have made my statements in discourse and books. Time will tell. I know when Christ entered Jerusalem, it was not the time for fruit. It was the time for judgment. The question is, what of us today?